Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Local high school students are hosting a fundraiser for those who need our help this holiday season. What's motivating them? Let's go in depth with Knoxville High School students Joey Kestelute, Caroline Woodle, Johanna Leonard, Riley Neuendorp, and Alex Buckley, organizers of the Winter Wonder 5K Run Walk. You all have participated in RILA, or Young RILA. What's RILA, Joey?
RILA is a sort of youth leadership award sort of thing. It's not a conference.
It is a conference.
I couldn't remember if it was camp conference, but it's a place where a lot of kids can learn a lot more about themselves and learn a lot about leadership within their community.
And it inspired you.
Yes.
And Caroline, your dad's in Rotary. This is something that Rotary sponsors. Can you tell us a little bit about Rotary and about RILA?
So Rotary sponsors us to do RILA, and they pay for us to go there, and then when we come back, there's the expectation that we use all the knowledge that we learned to help our community. And Rotary has been extremely helpful in providing us their expertise. Like Kevin Wadley has helped us set this whole thing up, and they're also helping us financially, which we really appreciate.
And what you're setting up is what, Riley?
Well, we're doing a run, the Winter Wonder Run, to raise some money for Helping Hands, so we can just use what we've learned from RILA and take that and put it into something much bigger and better for our community.
And why Winter Wonder Run?
So Joey and I were coming up with ideas for the name of the run, and we were kind of making it a playoff of Winter Wonderland, and we kind of, stuck with us compared to all the other ideas we had, so we just kind of went with it, and it worked out with everyone else.
You all like that concept? Mm-hmm. And what's the goal for again, Johanna?
The goal is to raise money for Helping Hands, and the monetary goal that we would like to reach is $2,000.
Okay, and so when is the run?
The run is December 15th at 9 a.m.
Okay, so I just show up at 8:30 or something, or would you like us to pre-register?
Pre-registration is on Facebook. On our Facebook page, you can just look up Winter Wonder Run, or go to any of our Facebook pages and you'll find it. And you can register on the day of the run if you would like, but pre-registration is also an option.
Is it recommended or just an option?
It is very much so recommended. You get a shirt if you pre-register.
Okay, a shirt. Cool design?
Very cool design.
Okay. All right. Do people have to run, or can we just walk? Can we just donate? What's the deal?
You don't have to run. You can walk, do whatever. You can donate anything. Really, this is just supposed to, benefit Helping Hands.
And so whose idea was this originally? Was it yours and Alex's, or just Joey's?
This is a carryover from last year. Last year, we were the New Year's resolution run, and I was the only member to stay at the high school to plan this again.
People have graduated?
Yes.
But you still want to carry it on. It must have been successful last year.
It was very successful last year.
And didn't you have to postpone it? The weather was so bad?
Yes, we did. Too cold.
Too cold. All right, well, what's the forecast look like for Saturday?
It looks normal. It looks about 34 degrees as the high, 27 is the low.
Well, that's not bad at all.
Nope. Normal December weather.
All right. But 34, that's better than what we've been having, so yes. it should be good.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Knoxville High School students Joey Kestelute, Caroline Woodle, Johanna Leonard, Riley Neuendorp, and Alex Buckley, organizers of the Winter Wonder 5K Run Walk. Why Helping Hands? Why do you want to help Helping Hands?
Helping Hands is such a pillar in our community, and it helps tons of people all over Knoxville. And personally for me, I've worked with it through dance team, And so I really got to know the people there, and that's who they donated to last year when it was the New Year's resolution run. And we just wanted to continue to support them because of all the great work they do in the community.
Now, events like this don't just happen. I mean, a lot of times we show up to participate, we just think they sort of happen. But this group has worked long and hard, haven't you, Riley?
Joey deserves a whole bunch of credit. Like, this, there's so much stuff that we don't even think about that, like, Joey has put so much work into it, and it's, like, it's crazy how much he's done for it, and it's nice to think that he's done a lot more than you would think would be needed to do something like this. So it's important to know that, like, things like this take so much, like, time and effort, and there's so much that's, like, you put into it.
I was at a local business the other day, and you all walked in. What were you doing?
So we were walking, like, essentially door to door and, like, asking people if they would be interested in helping with, like, sponsoring the event or giving monetary donations or essentially gifts for the runners. And then we were also asking them if they were willing to hang up posters in their windows.
And you've had quite a bit of support, I presume?
Yeah, everyone's at least taken the papers so far, and they all have allowed us to, like, hang up posters. That way we could get the word around town.
All right. So you've had a few sponsors, and there's one sponsor, since we don't know whether they want the name out or not, we'll just say that you had a generous gift. How's that?
It was kind of a miracle for us, because the shirts this year are going to cost a lot of money, and so they decided to cover the cost of the shirts.
That was very generous.
Yes, very.
All right. And you've had other people's support and various small and large donations. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure.
And you're still looking for more?
Of course, yeah. Anything would be nice.
Okay. And so where and when is this again, Riley?
It is December 15th at the high school at 9 a.m.
Get there earlier? When do you want us there?
I'd like people to start showing up at 8:30 so they can register and get a shirt and everything. They will have to sign a liability paper.
So if you're unable to attend on the day or unable to physically run or walk in the race, we are still selling the shirts for $20, and more than half of that money will go to Helping Hands.
Okay, because you're going to pay for the shirt, and there has to be a donation. You just don't get the shirt without a donation, so you want to keep that at $20.
Yes.
All right. So what have you learned as part of this?
Well, before this, I knew that anything around the community, you had to put a lot of work into it. But now, being one of the actual organizers of such, like, a big, complicated event, I know how much really goes into it, and there's a lot of stress and there's a lot of work, but the end goal is really good. And I know that we're all going to feel really good after the run.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Knoxville High School students Joey Kestelute, Caroline Woodle, Johanna Leonard, Riley Neuendorp, and Alex Buckley, organizers of the Winter Wonder 5K Run Walk. What have you learned, Alex?
I've kind of learned it takes a lot of organization and, like, a lot of cooperation between the people that are actually helping, like, put on the run, because if certain people can't help someday, we also have to pick up where we left off and still know how to put the pieces together in terms of asking people if they want to sponsor or, like, actually coordinating information with Kevin or stuff like that.
And there's some people that helped that weren't able to be here tonight. Who's missing so we can give them some credit too?
We have Isis Wally, Ethan Mura, Jamie Beal.
And what have you learned?
Same with Johanna, basically. Like, I didn't realize how hard it actually was to do something like this. You know, you don't really know until you do it, and I haven't even done, like, half the stuff that's needed to be done for this, and I just realized that there's so much that you have to do for this, and it really is awesome how much Joey has done a lot for this.
And Caroline, what have you learned?
I learned how much fun it was. I really enjoyed creating the posters and the t-shirts, and I like going door to door and seeing how generous and kind our community was and how accepting they were and willing to support us and support Helping Hands.
Say this year I've once again, still learned that you want to start as early as possible just to stay organized and so you're not scrambling in the end.
And we'd like to make sure to thank Rotary, especially T. Waldman Williams and Kevin Wadley for all their support and help through this. We truly could not do it without them.
Well, you all went to this RILA, to this camp, conference, whatever it is, and you all came back changed, didn't you?
Yeah, for sure. Just learning about, you know, different things you can do for the community and bringing it back, it's just, I don't know, it's really eye-opening to me just to see the different kinds of things you're able to do.
So to me, Rotary gave you a gift, each of you a gift, by paying for the tuition for that, and letting that happen. Now you're returning those gifts. Is that how it is?
For sure. Because originally I was the first alternate for RILA, and then I actually got sponsored by a different Rotary Club from Des Moines A&M, so I'm thankful for them as well. And then, like, the gift that I'm helping return is there are people that are much less fortunate than us, and we're, like, even the little things can help in terms of, like, giving money to the food bank so they can get more food.
Do you feel it was a gift, Johanna?
Yeah, for sure. I went, like, 2 summers ago, and ever since then I have thought about it every day and just thought about what I can take from it and how I got to know how to work with other people and just be a better part of the community.
Yeah, I've learned how to definitely become more aware of different things and realize that you can't just kind of stay back and watch other people do things for things to change, and that's definitely helped here because this is a big change and it's really, no, it's a big change. We'll go with that.
Okay. Well, I like the way you put that. You just can't sit back and let other people do it. That sounds like it's a major lesson for you all.
Yeah, of course. Before RILA, I definitely knew that, like, volunteering and helping was something that I was really passionate about and really enjoyed. But before RILA, I didn't realize how much of an impact that could have. And when we met in our groups and we talked about things in our community that we wanted to better, that really inspired me to, like, come back and put our all into making this a better community and doing whatever we can to volunteer and help out.
You're still working, you're preparing, are you excited?
Yeah, I'm super excited for this. You know, there's been a lot to build up to this, and I'm really hoping we get as much support out there.
Thanks to Joey Kestelute, Caroline Woodle, Johanna Leonard, Riley Neuendorp, and Alex Buckley for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard, bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.